Welcome to the Flash Entertainment Edition, where we dive into the latest buzz in the world of entertainment. Today, we're exploring a mix of music, television, and heartfelt tributes. First, we'll talk about BTS's RM's new solo venture, Come Back to Me, and what it signifies for the music scene. Then we'll switch gears to the controversial finale of NCIS Hawaii and the fan reactions it sparked. And finally, we'll delve into the reflections on the 20th anniversary of the Friends finale and remember the late Matthew Perry. Stay tuned as we uncover these stories. Lester, I hear BTS's RM is making significant waves with his upcoming solo album.
Absolutely, Wendy. RM, the leader of the global sensation BTS, is set to captivate audiences once again with his pre-release track Come Back to Me. This marks his second solo venture after Indigo, and it's generating a lot of excitement. The song is a forerunner to his album Right Place, Wrong Person, and it's an indie pop track that delves into complex themes of right and wrong.
And what else do we know about this project?
This album is not just a showcase of RM's talent as a lyricist, but also a testament to his collaborative spirit. The music video features work from acclaimed professionals like director Lee Sung-jin, art director Ryu Song-hee, and cinematographer Kim Woo-hyung. Additionally, the video's cast and the song's musical components reflect RM's desire to blend music with artistic exploration.
Despite RM's current military service, he's still managing to stay connected with his fans.
Indeed, RM utilized his time pre-enlistment to create music videos for nearly half of his album's tracks. His commitment to his craft and his fans is undeniable. Come Back to Me is not just a song, it's a statement of RM's continuous journey as an artist, even as he serves his country.
It sounds like a significant time for both RM and his fans. Thanks, Lester. Next, we move to a story that's been stirring quite a bit of conversation among TV fans. Eugene, NCIS Hawaii left viewers with a lot of unresolved feelings.
That's putting it mildly, Wendy. The series finale, Divided We Conquer, left fans frustrated and disappointed. Despite wrapping up a two-part case involving a bioweapon, it ended on a cliffhanger. Add to that the pre-filmed announcement of the show's cancellation, and it's easy to see why fans feel let down.
Were there any notable reactions?
Vanessa Lachey, who played Jane Tennant, expressed feeling gutted and blindsided by the cancellation. The series finale and the abrupt ending affected not just the fans but the cast as well. Their stories, their camaraderie, it all remains unexplored and unresolved. It's a bitter end to what could have been a groundbreaking narrative.
It's certainly a tough pill to swallow for everyone involved. Thanks for sharing, Eugene. Lastly, we're looking back at a TV show that continues to impact its audience, even 20 years on. Sean, the 20th anniversary of the Friends finale, brings a mix of nostalgia and melancholy.
Yes, Wendy. Courtney Cox's recent tribute to the show on Instagram had fans reminiscing about the good times. However, this anniversary is particularly poignant due to the recent passing of Matthew Perry, further deepening the emotional resonance of this milestone.
How is the cast planning to honor this anniversary and Matthew's memory?
The cast remains tight-knit, with plans to celebrate the anniversary in a way that honors both the show's legacy and Matthew Perry's contribution. While they mourn their loss, they're also celebrating the friendships and memories that Friends fostered, both on and off the screen.
It's a testament to the enduring appeal of Friends and the impact of the relationships it portrayed. Thanks, Sean. As we conclude this episode of The Flash Entertainment, we've traversed from RM's vibrant comeback in the music world to the contentious finale of NCIS Hawaii, and reflected on the enduring legacy of Friends. Each story underscores the profound impact of entertainment on our lives. Knowledge and entertainment, on demand. Until next time.